This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. I'm Vincent Finelli. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at Genesis Communications Network. Today, hour number one is going to be me and thoughts from my book. Maybe some thoughts on the coronavirus and what you might want to think about and some random thoughts. Hour number two is going to be Joanne and Gordon West. Joanne is a USA Prepares class member, and she decided that she wanted to become a ham radio operator. She wanted to study for her license. We mentioned that here on USA Prepares, and she decided that she was going through the effort. She was going to go through the effort to get her ham license from the Federal Communications Commission, learn how ham radio works, and she sent me an email about that, and I said, you know what? Gordon West is a USA Prepares instructor, and would you like to be on the air with him? And she said, boy, that'd be great. And I said, well, let me see if I can make that happen. So I called Gordon West, and he's written a bunch of books on ham radio operation. He's in the West Coast, and he will be with us next hour along with Joanne. She'll be telling us about, well, what it was like to get her license, the studying, the costs, and why she did it. And Gordon West will tell us a lot more about ham radio operations. Okay, so that's hour number two. So here's some of my thoughts about things that you might want to consider. And as you probably know, that my book is just a whole bunch of random thoughts. As I go through, the day, I'll think about something, and I think I do this a little bit differently. Maybe I should write that down. And so I have notebook after notebook after notebook with these thoughts. And some of them are just, barely significant. Some of them are pretty important. So we'll go through just some of them in a random order. If you buy a plumbing fixture, or let's say you're building a house, what I suggest you consider doing is standardizing on a type of a fixture. So if you're going to have multiple bathrooms, or let's say you're remodeling, and you're going to replace the faucets, consider buying all the same brand and the same exact fixture for the bathroom sinks. And if you have a kitchen sink and a laundry room sink, same thing there. Get the same one for the kitchen as a laundry room. And that way you can get the spare parts, and one will fit the other. Now, if you've bought a current model, let's say from the mid-90s to today, faucet, whether it be for a kitchen or a bathroom or a shower control or a soaking tub, or a whirlpool tub, those faucets generally carry a lifetime guarantee. And the companies that make them have names that you recognize, like Moen, Price Pfister, Delta, American Standard, Kohler, names you recognize. And if you have one and it drips, you can call them up. There's a customer service telephone number on the internet. You can call them up and say, I've got this particular make and model, and it's really helpful if you have the receipt. Well, not the receipt, the box or the part number or the model number of the faucet. Okay? If you do, you can say, if you have the receipt, you can say, I bought it on, in 2002, and it drips. And, you know, I shut it off, and it drips. And what should I do? And they'll say, well, I mean, that's obviously the cartridge you need, and we'll send you one for free. And that's what they do. You don't have to pay shipping. You don't have to pay anything. And they do fail. And when they do, it's great to have a replacement. And once you get the replacement, you may decide that you want to get another replacement. So maybe you'll say, you know, I'd like to buy an extra one of these. And that way I'll have it in emergencies should I not be able to get in contact with you guys. And what you're really saying is, I don't know if you guys are going to be around. And since you're making these parts, I ought to get it now. So that would be up to you, of course, whether you want to get an extra one. But in our case, have they failed? Yeah. Have I gotten free replacements? Uh-huh. I have. And what causes that? Well, if you have hard water, there's lime in the water, when you turn on that faucet or turn it on and off, it causes wear. And the wear is accelerated by hard water because of the particles in the water. So it's a good idea, in my opinion, or in my book, to get the same kind of faucets. Now, I have in the kitchen, we have one of those high spout kitchen faucets. It's not really fancy. It just has a high arc and has a single lever. And I bought three of them at the same time. When I bought them, Sam's Club, this is many years ago. This is probably in the 90s that Sam's Club offered them. They don't offer them anymore. But they were $39.99 lifetime guarantee. And it came with the kitchen faucet. It came with the sprayer. And it came with a little bottle that you put the liquid hand soap in. And you push this plunger and out comes the hand soap. Over the years, the bottles have broken. The necks of the bottles that hold the soap have broken. The check valve and the spring assembly and the plunger for the hand soap has worn out. The cartridge has worn out. And whenever they fail, I've got the box stored, and I have the instructions and the make and model and all that, and I call them up. And I tell them what happened. They said, well, we'll be glad to send you one. And so they've sent me a bunch of parts over the years. And what I tell them is the truth. I have three of these. So if it looks like I called you before, it's, well, I did. And I have three of them. And one wears out and has a problem, and another one does, and another one does. So that's why I called three times so far. So you may want to keep that in mind. Now, can you buy a really good quality faucet for $39.99 today? No, I don't think so. It's going to be more like $120. So that's one thought. Another thought is when I make pancakes, I seem to be the only one in the house who likes them this way, but I take that pancake mix and I make sure it doesn't have aluminum in it. And I read the box. And I make the pancake batter, stir it up. I just use a fork. I don't like using a whisk because a whisk has too many nooks and crannies that can hold the previous thing that was whipped up with that whisk. I only use a fork because they're easy to clean, and I can clean them better than I can a whisk with lots of parts that come together. So I make the pancake batter, and I add extra filtered water. So now it's thinner. Then I let it set for about 5 minutes before I start cooking the pancakes. And I cook them on a cast iron griddle. It's about 10 inches in diameter. It's an old one, probably 100 years old or close to it. And I let it cook slowly. What I do is I clean it each time with vegetable oil. Yes, you heard that right. Vegetable oil. I put some vegetable oil on the cooking surface. I wipe it with a clean piece of paper towel, and I get any dust that might have landed on it off it. Now, we keep it where it doesn't get dusty, but, you know, I still don't want any dust on it. So I wipe it off, and then I heat it. And then when I'm just about ready to cook the pancakes, I will pour on some avocado oil onto the cooking surface that has already been warmed up. And then I will tilt the cast iron cooking surface so that that small amount of oil, maybe a teaspoon, maybe a teaspoon and a half, covers the entire cooking surface. And then I make the pancakes. Now, by adding the extra water and having it thin, I have thin pancakes, almost like crepe Suzettes. And I like them a lot better than those fat, fluffy pancakes that are typically made. I bought a pair of boots because my sneakers are worn out. Absolutely. When I say worn out, I mean worn out. I've already trimmed the laces, so now they're so short that you know, can't keep them tied. The soles have come unglued, and the tops have holes in them. I wear them around the farm. And I decided that with what's happening with the Corona panic, I didn't think that it would be easy to get the kind of sneakers that I would like. I like the old-fashioned kind. Not like Keds from the 1950s, but the kind that have a covering over the toe, so your toe doesn't pop through the front of the sneakers. Ones that actually weigh enough so that if you step on something sharp, it doesn't go through the bottom of your foot. So I decided that, gosh, sneakers are crazy in price. They used to be about $19.99, you know, back in the 1990s, and now they're $60, $70, $80 or more dollars if you get them on sale. And I'm not going to do it. I flat out refuse to do it. So I looked around for a pair of boots that's going to replace my sneakers. And I found them. And the boots that I found, I think, are the finest boots in the world. Now, of course, they're expensive because they really are first top shelf, first class, best in class, in my opinion. And they're made by a company called Thursday Boot Company. And you can find them on the internet. And they're going to cost typically between $200 and $400, which is way more than the price I was not willing to pay for the sneakers. But if you go to eBay, and this Thursday Boot Company offers a money-back guarantee. So if you buy them and you don't like them, they'll take them back within 30 days. That's a pretty good deal. But they're still $200 or so if you buy them direct. Well, what do they do with those boots that someone buys and says, you know what, I don't like them, or I shouldn't have bought them, and they return them? Well, I believe, now I can't prove this, but I believe that they end up on eBay as pre-owned boots. So somebody may buy them, put their foot in them, say, you know what, I don't like them, and then send them back. Well, you can buy them on eBay for about $120 with shipping. And the reason I say that is sometimes it's $100 plus $20 shipping. Sometimes it's $110 and $10 shipping. But with the shipping, or $120 with free shipping, no matter how you look at it, the lowest price that I've seen them at is $120 total price. Absolutely fantastic. So if you're thinking that you want to have a pair of boots that may last you 30 years, ones that you can get resold if you can ever find someone to do that for you and rehealed, I suggest you consider the Thursday Boot Company. I get nothing for this. It's just a decision that I made, and I think they're absolutely fantastic. And I'll tell you how to break them in when we come back.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most: finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I've got my Thursday boots on. I'm here in the studio. And how do you break a pair of boots in? Well, most people put them on and they start wearing them. I don't do that. And the reason I don't is because you get blisters if you put them on and go to the mall or go shopping or, you know, start walking around in them where you're away from home. So what I do is I put them on, like right now I have a pair on, and I'm sitting in the studio, so I'm not walking around. They are conforming to my feet. My feet are perspiring, and the boots are taking shape to my feet. That's how I break them in. So I'll do this, you know, several days, maybe for a week, a couple hours a day, where I'm sitting at the desk doing some work, making some phone calls, returning phone calls, that kind of thing. If you're going to sit down and watch a movie or watch the Idiot Box, that's the time to put on those new shoes or those new boots. And what you'll find if you have a pair of Thursday boots or other shoes or boots with fabric laces, cloth laces, they seem to get untied. Well, if they're black leather, you can put black shoe polish on them. If they're brown, you can put brown shoe polish on them. You should polish your shoes anyway, right? And just polish the part of the lace where you tie it, and they'll stay tied longer. Pickles. I kind of like pickles, and I like the sweet-type pickles. They're cut into discs, and sometimes they might be called like sweet gherkins or something like that. And if you want to make them outstanding, there's only one thing you have to do. Add to the, so you get a new jar of pickles, and you add a half a teaspoon to 1 teaspoon of crushed red pepper. So you open the jar, you put in the crushed red pepper, you put the lid back on, you shake it up, and you put it in the refrigerator. And every day for about a week, you shake it again. So you just shake it, turn upside down, right side up, make sure that pepper gets everywhere. And you will find out that within about 1 week, those pickles went from ordinary to extraordinary. I kid you not. So that's if you like, you know, spicy things. Suggest you try that. And if you do, give us a call someday and let us know what you think. So what are some of the supplies to consider for, you know, locking down at your house or your farm or wherever you happen to be, your apartment? I'll tell you that in a second, but I'm going to read to you an email that I sent. I sent this to instructors, USA Prepares instructors. I don't normally do that. I don't normally send out, you know, all points bulletins, but I did yesterday. And I'm going to read it verbatim. It starts out with two USA Prepares instructors. We've been following the corona. We've been following and covering the corona panic on air every day since January. As you know, it is real. Numerous phone calls from radio listeners asking to visit me and meet me have been answered with, the gate is locked. This has been ongoing for weeks. The gate is really locked. We are not entertaining guests. None. We have taken precautions at the farm and are in lockdown for our animal safety and ours. The telephone still works, though. You may want to consider doing the same. Vincent. That was the email that I sent out. And I'm serious. I am not willing to let the frivolous behavior, the reckless behavior of other people enter our farm and put us in jeopardy. I'm not willing to do it. I don't know where people go. I don't know whom, with whom they associate. And I am not going to let that risk come to the farm. You may want to consider doing the same thing. So what I was saying in this email is, we're not letting people come to the farm. Telephone works. We don't need to have coffee with people who we don't know where they've been or who where their relatives have been or where their wives or husbands or children have been. We'll be right back.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump has signed a more than $8 billion funding package approved by Congress to help fight the coronavirus outbreak in the United States. Meanwhile, the president canceled a planned trip to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta. The White House saying the visit would distract health officials while they're trying to stop the spread of the virus. President Trump holding a town hall that was sponsored by Fox News in Scranton, Pennsylvania last evening. Asked about his tough, no-nonsense style of politics, he says,
"Call it fake news. I've used that, and people are using that, I guess, all over the world right now, and that's the way it is. We have to fight back. If we don't fight back, you won't be a fan of mine very long."
A better-than-expected jobs report for February showing around 273,000 jobs were created nationwide. And this is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Okay, so antibacterial soap. The best place that I have found for most of you to get antibacterial soap will probably be Dollar General. They sell a 10-pack of 4-ounce bars of Dial Gold antibacterial soap for $4.95. So it's 49.5 cents a bar. Now, the soap companies are sneaky, and they sell different sizes. 4-ounce size is about the largest today. They also sell it in a 6-pack, and each bar is 3.2 ounces. A lot smaller, right? about 20% smaller. So if you get the 10-pack, it's $4.95. Now, Sam's Club sells it a little bit cheaper than that, less expensively than 50 cents a bar. But if you don't have a Sam's Club membership, you can get it at Dollar General. And we have. And what do you do if you buy extra soap? Well, I guess you have to use it. And how do you keep soap from going bad? Well, here's a real simple way. If you buy 5-gallon buckets, those white buckets with the handles, and you have a lid and they're clean, you can put the soap in there, put the lid on it, and it'll be good for 20 years or more. How do we know? We've done it. Now, where can you get these buckets? Well, believe it or not, if you go to the Chinese factory outlet, to the bakery department, you know, where they make those cakes, they don't make the icing. They buy the icing in 5-gallon buckets. So if you go and talk to them and say, hey, listen, I'd really like to get some of those buckets that the frosting comes in, those 5-gallon buckets, they know exactly what you're talking about. And can you save a few for me? I'll be back next week. Sure, I'd be glad to. Now, they're going to charge you. Nothing goes out of that store without without being run through the register. So they'll probably charge you 98 or 99 cents for as many as they have. And it doesn't matter how many they have. They're still going to charge you, 98 cents. So make friends with somebody at the bakery department at the Chinese Factory Outlet, and that's one place to get them. Now, restaurants that serve pickles have them too, but they smell like pickles. We bought 100 buckets. We found them on the internet, Craigslist, and they were available within 100 miles, and we use them for everything here at the farm. We pick up, we put tools in them, carry the tools out to the job where we're working, or put the tools in the Jeep, and we take the bucket with the tools in it to fix the fence. I mean, that's what we do, and we use them for all kinds of things. We put in cattle treats, you might call them cow biscuits. They call them bucket rattlers around here. Or they call them range cubes. Well, they're not cubes. They're actually, they're round. They're like rolls of pennies, but they call them range cubes. I don't know why, but that's what they do. And we'll put 5 pounds in there, and we'll walk out with the cows, and we'll give them those treats. We'll hand feed them the treats. So we use these buckets for all kinds of things. We paid $1.40 per bucket and 10 cents per lid. So for $150, we bought 100 buckets with lids. Now, can you put soap in them? And these are food grade. And make sure that, your bucket didn't contain insecticide or some toxic chemical. And so we bought them, and they're all rinsed out. Of course, we're going to scrub them with the power washer and detergent. But you could put those bars of soap in there. You could put pasta in there. Put the pasta, don't put the pasta against the wall of a plastic bucket that you haven't, you don't know if it's really been cleaned to your satisfaction. Make sure you clean it and then put it in a plastic liner and then put the pasta in it or whatever else you want to put in it. Maybe medicines, keep the medicines in their original container. But what it does is it keeps more air from exchanging in and out of those packages. That's really what it does. Because with the heating and cooling of the items that you want to preserve, the oxygen kind of destroys the products, the food products, the medicines, and so forth. So if you keep that oxygen exchange down to a minimum by putting it in one of these plastic buckets or a jar with a tight-fitting lid, those items that you want to protect will last longer. And I was thinking about weddings. And how so many people are going to be invited to weddings this summer. I wouldn't go. I would not go. And I won't go. And neither will any member of our family. So if you have a family member who's thinking about getting married, let's say it's a son or a daughter, you might want to encourage them to do a little bit of research and find out what is really necessary for a wedding. And really what's necessary is that the two people who are getting married have thought it through, think that it'll work for them, that the families both agree, and there'll be less hardships there if the families both agree. And then you have a backyard wedding, without a blood test and without a state license. You don't need a state license. You just declare yourself married with some witnesses. That's what I would do. Save all that money. I mean, why do you want to spend $10,000 for a wedding? Why would you want to do that for one day? Why? Well, unless the people are me first, and they feel it's so important to waste all that money on a big wedding. And as far as the engagement ring, does it really need to be a diamond? I asked Mrs. Finelli if she wanted an engagement ring or another room of the house that we would be buying. She said, that's easy. Another room. So she did not get an engagement ring. And do you know what? It's been okay. And I don't know what it is about engagement rings, but it's just stupid to me to spend $1,000 or $2,000 or however much they cost for something that you could lose that you'll never get your money back on. You'll never get your money back on an engagement ring. You know, if you buy it for $1,000, you say, you know what? She decided she wasn't going to marry me, so I want to return this ring. You're not going to get your $1,000 back. 14% of the patients who recover from the coronavirus test positive again. So we all believe now, and we believed it from the very beginning here at USA Prepares, that this virus is man-made. In my opinion, it could be the sum of all of our worst fears. There's going to be death. There's going to be collapse of the supply chain, then the government, then the monetary system, then humanity, and then mob rule and Mad Max. Now, think about that. The coronavirus information has been muzzled by the White House. Vice President Mike Pence is in charge and must approve all information relayed to the public. So my question to you is, who's coming to your house? Who would be showing up at your door? Well, I read you the email that I sent out. No one's coming to our door. The gate's locked. So, let's say you are the father of a traditional 1950s, 1960s family. You're married and you have two children who are married and have one child each. So we've got you and your wife, your two sons, your two daughters-in-law, and two grandchildren. That's eight. Eight of you. All right, so those eight people are going to be eating. Now, but what about your daughter-in-law's parents, their children, their spouses? Their parents would be two, their two children would be two, their spouses would be two more, and their children two more. That'd be eight. Eight more. Now there's 16 of you. Does that sound reasonable? I think that's the way it plays out. I really do. So if each one of you eats one can of food per meal, now that can be a can of corn, a can of baked beans, it could be a can of green beans sliced or cut, either style, and you eat one can per meal, that's 48 cans per day. That's four cases of 12 cans each. Now, in 30 days, that would be 360 cases. That would be a month's worth. How many cans is that in a month? That's 4,320. Next question is, would your can opener last that month? Would your can opener open 4,320 cans? Is it a manual can opener? If it's an electric can opener, will you have electricity? So where do you draw the line? Where do you draw the line and say, wait a minute, we can't have all these people here. We're not prepared for that. We don't have 16 pillows, 16 blankets, all the toilet paper that's going to be needed. We don't have all that. So where would you draw the line? Have you had that discussion with your family? You should probably have that discussion. Would those people that come, how many of them smoke? How many of them would go ballistic without cigarettes? How many of them would smoke in the house in the middle of the night because they just have to? They're addicted. What if somebody in your family has a respiratory problem already, let's say asthma, and then you bring in one of these smokers? How's that going to work? Will it work? Well, we have already trimmed the fat here at the farm. We've trimmed the fat of those whom are untrustworthy, unreliable, people who are takers, people without skills, and people who can't ramp up fast enough. And people who have already violated our trust. They're out of the picture right now. Now, there used to be a number of people who we would have welcomed in the past into our farmhouse as things get bad. But if they have violated our trust, or we see them or saw them do something that we think is immoral, they're no longer in our picture. Think about that. What would you do? What would you do? You know, there's a term that we talked about called situational morality or situational ethics. Kurt Wilson and I were on the phone talking about it a couple days ago, and we came up with those terms. And what do I mean by that? Well, here's an example, and I've said this in the past, so this is nothing new. I've said that if any of our children decided that they were homosexual, they would not be welcome in the family. They'd be kicked out. Why? Well, because if they decide that they're homosexuals and they think that that other person of the same sex is more important than continuing the family line, then we don't want them in our family. If their immorality has attached itself to our family, they're no longer in the family. I'll tell you more about this when we come back. And I'm absolutely positively serious about this.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNLive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So I'd been talking about situational morality and situational ethics. So here's an example. So let's say you decide that homosexuality is immoral, and it bothers you, and it bothers your spouse, and you take a position against it, well, kind of like the Bible says. And then your child says, "Mom, Dad, I'm a homosexual." Now, the parents are in a position, a very difficult position, because they raised that child. They put a lot of time and money into that child, a lot of love. And now the child says, "I'm homosexual. You know, we're not going to have children because we can't. The laws of physics say and biology say we can't have children." So there goes the family line, all the lineage. But I really love this other homosexual, and it's more important to me that my feelings and my happiness are, you know, more important than morality. So what do the parents do? Typically, they do the same thing. They say, "Well, I really love that child, and I guess we're just going to have to embrace their homosexuality. Not in my house. I've told all of our children, get a tattoo, you're out of the will. You decide you're homosexual, you're out of the family." So what I'm saying is that's situational morality and situational ethics. So it's immoral when it's another person's family that has homosexuals in it. But when it happens to your family, well, you know, it's different, right? I'm saying it's not different. And I have a real problem with these situational ethics and situational morals. Okay, laundry detergent. You know, the single most important event or product or thing that was invented that extended life, in my opinion, was hygiene. The products that relate to hygiene, like a bar of soap. That's why soap is so important. And what's really happened is the people who are fighting, literally fighting, the cops have been called to Costco. because of skirmishes over toilet paper that's already happened this week. Well, I think they've forgotten a real key ingredient, which is soap, bar soap. And laundry detergent. Well, if you want, in my opinion, some of the best liquid dishwashing detergent that you can get, that'd be Dawn or Palmolive. They are the best, in my opinion. Now, there might be others, but I found those two to be the best. And what about the washing machine detergent? I have found that the best for us, we have a agitator type, an old-fashioned washing machine. Wind Fresh, W-I-N-D, Fresh, F-R-E-S-H. You can buy it in 35-pound buckets. The last time I bought it, it was about $14 a bucket shipped to our house. Can you imagine that 35-pound bucket filled with laundry detergent? The bucket, the laundry detergent, and the shipping, about $14 total. Well, Sam's Club has it. You can buy it on the Internet. It's more expensive now, but I suggest you consider that. Okay, next, water wells. We have a water well, and many of you, I'm sure, do too. And if you have one, do you have what you need to keep it running should it fail? Well, there's the well pump. That's usually at the bottom of the well, submersible pump. Some are above ground. A well wire splicing kit. You might want to get one of those. They're like $5, $6 on the Internet. I bought two just recently because it was less expensive to buy two than it was to buy one. And then a well pipe torque arrestor. So every time that submersible pump kicks on, at the bottom of the well, it twists the pipe. And the more it twists, the more the pipe is likely to leak. So you can put a torque arrestor on it, and you should. And they are about $15. Mine was about $15 I had shipped in. Total price $15. Try to get one made in USA rather than the cheap Chinese stuff. Then there's a well pressure regulator. It's actually a relay that kicks on and off depending on the pressure in the well pressure tank. You might want to consider getting one of those. Get one that matches the same pressure that you have now. Then there's a well pump control box for some wells that well pumps. Sometimes the control box is above ground. Sometimes, and it contains a capacitor that goes bad. Sometimes the capacitor is in the well pump itself. There are two different styles. I like the one that has a replaceable control box on above ground. That might be in your garage or basement or somewhere in your house. And the well pressure tank. The kind I bought was 86 gallons. It's four times the normal size. Why? Because the bigger the well pressure tank, the less frequently the well cycles, the well pump cycles on and off. The less the well pump cycles, the longer it lasts. So I was willing to spend an extra $150 to get a four times larger well pump pressure tank than the standard size, because the well, to take out a well pump, the bottom of a well, if you have to hire someone to do that, now you're looking at a couple thousand dollars. So make yours last longer. And when you pressurize your well pump pressure tank, that pump, that should be pumped up 2 pounds less, 2 pounds less than the maximum pressure that your well pressure switch is set for. And we can talk about that some other time.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.